Well, the Commerce Department reported today that home construction surged last month in the U.S. up to an 8-month high. But cities across the country are also struggling with unsold and abandoned homes. Many of them were foreclosed on during the financial crisis. Buffalo, New York is one of them. It has about 16,000 vacant lots and about 4,500 vacant homes. And instead of tearing down those vacant homes, Buffalo is trying something different, selling them for a dollar through what the city calls its Urban Homestead Program. Mike Puma is a project manager with Preservation Studios in Buffalo. He bought one of those homes, and he's with us now from WBFO. Mike, welcome, and why did you decide to buy that house?
I decided to do this for a number of different reasons. I really wanted a case study in historic preservation. I wanted to make an improvement in my neighborhood and in Buffalo as a whole, and I wanted to show other folks that it is possible to take these vacant, neglected, and sometimes demolition candidate houses and really turn them into something beautiful to contribute to the revitalization of Buffalo's neighborhoods and the city as a whole.
Well, can you live there right now?
No. Generally, when you expect to buy a property for a dollar, it typically requires a full rehabilitation. Maybe in the next couple months I'll be able to, but we've been working feverishly since I bought it in February to get it to a point where we can get new systems in the house where needed. We can patch into existing systems where they're still functional, if they are, and just really get it to a point where it's livable so we can move in and finish it.
And how much are you going to have to spend to do that?
When I got into it, I was hoping 30, but it's looking more like $40,000 to $50,000 to do it exactly the way I want it to.
Well, tell us about this Urban Homestead Program, which does have some requirements, by the way. You don't get the house for a dollar. You do have to pay closing costs, and you have to show that you have some money available.
Exactly. The city doesn't want to get into a situation where they're going to sell a piece of property and just have it come back to them a year later when somebody says, oh man, this is way too much project for me to take on. So there are three requirements of the program. You have to show a minimum of $5,000, whether that's cash in the bank or a line of credit. You have to occupy the property for at least 3 years upon its completion. And you have to fix all code violations within 18 months.
So it's not something that anybody could do. This is not something that a family could do. They couldn't just move into a house for a dollar because it's going to require a lot of work, it sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really a longer term commitment. I know folks who have gone through the program that have taken as little as a year to get a place functional, and that's generally for a smaller house, or up to 3 years to get it done completely. So you really can kind of plan out what your schedule is going to be for your rehabilitation. But generally, no, these places are unlivable. They require updates or brand new systems. You know, you're really getting your money's worth for the dollar.
And you want a lot of other people to do this. I know you have a blog and you're encouraging people to do what you did. Any success so far on that?
Yeah, I've actually convinced two other people to be as crazy as I am. A younger couple actually purchased a cottage-style home on my street a couple doors down, and they've been moving forward with their rehab work. And then I helped a young lawyer purchase a really beautiful one-and-a-half-story Victorian sort of East Lake home a couple blocks south of my own house. And through my blog, I've been trying to advocate sort of a dollar house of the day post where I'm going around and trying to figure out what's still left, what the condition are of these houses, and try to promote them and bring them to a wider audience to get more people to do the same.
And what about the neighborhoods that they're in? Because if it's going for a dollar, I assume it's not in one of the nicest neighborhoods in Buffalo.
Right. Well, some of them are in better neighborhoods than others, that's for sure. If you're hoping to get a house for a dollar that's move-in ready and in one of the prime neighborhoods here like Elmwood Village or Allentown or some of those more established west side and downtown neighborhoods, you're not going to find it. A lot of where these houses are located, the neighborhoods are challenged, but there are still a lot of great houses left in up-and-coming neighborhoods.
It does make you wonder, though, if a city like Buffalo or Detroit, which is also dealing with vacant lots in different ways, whether what they really need is jobs, not dollar homes.
Oh, definitely. I mean, this is part of a bigger issue. I mean, cities like Buffalo, Detroit, other Rust Belt cities, it's not just getting the built environment back up to snuff. I mean, it's a comprehensive thing. Schools are a huge part. You're never going to attract the critical mass back to cities like Buffalo without a school system that folks can rely on for public education. And that's just one big component of it.
Mike Puma in Buffalo, who bought one of these dollar homes. You can see a picture of it at our website, hereandnow.org. Mike, thank you.
Thank you.
And while we're talking jobs and housing and opportunity, we heard from many of you yesterday after our interview about Americans flocking to southern states. We heard from some of you who have moved from Chicago to St. Petersburg, Florida, or New Mexico to Georgia, or this one from Corrine Beth, who says, I moved from New York to New Orleans predominantly because I wanted to get out of New York and because New Orleans offered a great job opportunity. I have to say it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. Life in New Orleans is absolutely lovely. Huh. Noel writes, on the other hand, I moved from New York to Virginia. I'm still trying to figure out what in the world I was thinking.
Oh, dear.
That's not very nice. I love Virginia. Yeah. Tell us your story at hereandnow.org.